Well, I thought we played well. I think they came at us a little bit early. Bish made a couple big saves for us. But there wasn't a lot of room out there. And the shots were like 8-8 after one and 7-7 after two. It's 15 shots each after two periods. And we had a couple seeing ice singles that went in. But I thought we played hard. And I couldn't have been happier for Seti Paquette. He was feeling it tonight. The boys were really fired up on the bench for him. And he's earned it. That kid's been gaming it out forever for us, trying to find his way. And pucks haven't been going in. And they went in tonight for him. But he's earned every break he got tonight. And you could tell in the room, the guys were really fired up for Seti. It was awesome.
Does it mean more when a guy in his situation has a game like this? I mean, they all mean something, but, you know, we expect it out of a Stephen Stamkos.
Well, how many, gosh, you go through the history of the league, how many guys get a hat trick in this league? The guys that get them hog them all. So not a lot of other guys get them. So you get a chance to get one, that's a moment you get to cherish. And it's never gets old watching those hats fly over the wall. It's a ton of fun. And like I said, he's earned every one. He'll be a fan favorite in this building. I tell you, he wears his heart in his sleeve and doesn't back down from anybody.
What was it like on the bench when he was going down the 2-on-1 game with Boyle? What was that? Guys yelling at him to shoot, or?
He'd been shooting. That was probably shot 7 he had in the first 30 minutes of the game. So boys were excited though. Every time he had chances to get 4. They were all over that line tonight. It was good though. You get all the lines rolling like that. It was a good team effort.
Do you sense a little bit of irony that you pick up your franchise record 9th consecutive win at home and every portion of them wearing the other team's jerseys?
No. I did not know that was our franchise record, but you're always good for those stats. It's, you know, it's good to go against somebody that you're trying to fight for playoff lives with, so we got those points. But the crowd energizes us. It's a lot of fun to play here. You hear those people up top, some of the soccer chants start going, and it's fun. And you just tell, like, we get the vibe going and get the mojo going with our crowd, and it's a lot of fun to play here.
I know it ended up being 5-1, but how much of a turning point was that save by Bishop on the breakaway there when it was 1-1? I think the first period.
No question. Yeah. So Bishop probably goes a little bit unnoticed in this game just because of the score, but he made a couple big saves. He made a big glove save on Tatar, huge one on the breakaway. You know, a couple pucks were getting through on the power play, and he kept it tight for us. And then till, you know, we got our vibe going on the offensive end. But that's how it's going to be. They're going to be tight checking, low shots type games, and you have to win those ones. And I mean, it's weird, though. I don't know what the shots ended up in the game, but I think we had more shots in the third than we did the first two combined, and they might have had the same as well. So maybe the score dictated a little. It opened up a little bit more, but you got to give Bish credit. He was good tonight.